Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim, Klal and Beis, and we're looking at the end of Simon Beis. So the Chayotim, after all of this, he points out that when you deal with various different ingredients, it affects the status of the bracha and the bracha chorno. So he talks about a case where the primary food is not one of the five species of grain. So therefore he says, Ve'elo ha'oisin retsinikas. So I do not know how to pronounce that correctly, but that's an approximation of how you pronounce it. Tano kemach retski, shakar in Antarctica, marvin by kemach mehe minim. So what they would do is they would take buckwheat and grind it into a flour. And that's the Yiddish word for buckwheat is retska. So they made this type of a pancake of blintza made out of these retskis. So buckwheat is not wheat as much as it's called buckwheat, because in some ways it has a similar type of a kernel to the wheat, but it does not grow as a grass. It's not a grain. It grows more in a plant. And its bracha is going to be adama when it is in the kernel form. You make a flour, the bracha is going to be shahako. And the bracha chorn is going to be in a brain of fashos. Either way, the brain of fashos. So they would make this out of this kemach retzki. You would also add in flour from the five species of grain. But the amount which is added in is so minimal that it doesn't taste. You don't taste it's not obvious to people that you're tasting the grain flour, but the truth is you could taste it. So according to the Chayotim, like you said before, that the bracha is going to be a mazonos, and possibly the bracha at the end might be an alamichyo or might be a benching, depending on how much is mixed in. But people don't realize that they have this wheat flour in there, and they're making a shahakol and a brena foshos at the end, believing that that's the correct bracha. Now, the next point he talks about was that the recipe was lulosin raka. They make it into a batter as opposed to a dose. It's lila raka means it's a batter, which means you can pour it as opposed to a dough, which is the thick mixture, which is not, it just stays as a lump. And then they would bake it in a pan. So it was pan baked. So even though you would put a small amount, like he's going to talk about, he's put a small amount of oil there to prevent it from burning or sticking to the pan. That's not called frying, that's called baking. So it's baked. So when it's baked, when it's finished, the consistency is pretty much bread-like, cake-like. So as opposed to a very, very thin type of a wafer type of a thing, but this is much. It comes out being something along the lines of a pancake. So a pancake, if you make it out of flour and water without adding other ingredients, so it's bread. And the bracha is hamotzi and you bench. If you add a lot of other ingredients, you make it sweet, etc. So that's what's called pasva bakistin, and the bracha is changed. Like we mentioned, the bracha will be downgraded to a mezonos and an alamichya. But it's not a shahakol and a brain of oshos. So these people do that machshilim rabim. They're causing people to stumble, or doing something wrong, because people believe that this is a buckwheat cake and that the bracha is shahakol and brain of oshos. And there's enough flour, and it's not obvious to people that there's wheat flour in there. But the truth is, there is wheat flour in there, and it is significant enough that it's going to affect the bracha. And people are making the wrong brachas, etc. So the Chayyim says that people should be aware about that. Now, there is one scenario when you add flour into as an ingredient to something, and its purpose is there just to hold other pieces together. So a person makes meatballs, and he adds a little bit of some matzah meal or something of that sort inside just to hold it together. And so it's known in halacha as ladabek. So that becomes insignificant because it's there clearly as a secondary role. As opposed to when it's there for flavor, which is what we're talking about now, or it's there for to give it a certain body and consistency. So that's part of the actual food itself, as opposed to ladabik. But this was not ladabik. This was there. It had some level of significance in the food, and people were making the wrong bracha. So we have to be careful about that point. Okay, we will move on to the next siman in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.